Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Ton to get into today. We're going to give the Atlanta Braves, we're going to play our favorite game, Guess That ERA, a little later. We're going to talk about the U.S. Open, NBA playoffs. But before we do any of that, I'm telling you now, just in a few moments, I'm going to give you the Jason Bishop College Football Top 12, not preseason, not midseason, but how it's going to end up being. Your top 12 teams once the final rankings come out. I got them for you coming up shortly.
Translation, listeners, get ready for a bottom feeder love fest. That's what Jason Bishop, you know, I'm always for the little guy, but he takes it a little bit overboard. He takes the reality out of every situation.
Which, of course, is the furthest thing from the truth.
That's what you're going to do. You're fixing to just kill our listeners. They may tune, I don't know. Get ready, folks. You're going to hear a Central Florida. You're going to hear a Cincinnati. You're going to hear a Houston. You're going to hear a Memphis Love Fest coming up in the next whatever, however many minutes.
I am going to tell you this. Ohio State is not ranked in my top 12.
Okay. But Central Florida will be.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Wedding season is here, and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate as well. Congratulate them for all their hard work. And Father's Day is tomorrow. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online at cunninghamjewelers.com.
All right, here we go. I am going to give you my college football top 12 right now.
All right, give me a chance to comment on it. When you make a pick, give me a chance to comment.
All right, I'm going to go 12-1 is what I'm going to do.
Bottom to top.
Bottom to top.
All right.
At number 12, when the season is said and done, the number 12 team ranked in the country will be the Ole Miss Rebels.
They got a chance to be pretty decent if they can play defense. They could have a shot. They're going to score.
At number 11, the team that wins the Big Ten will not be Ohio State, will not be Penn State, will not be Michigan. But instead, it will be the 11th-ranked Indiana Hoosiers.
Wrong.
There's nobody better in the conference.
Wrong.
Nobody better in the conference.
Yeah, there is. Ohio State. Until somebody beats Ohio State in the Big Ten, don't come at me with Indiana. It's not basketball season.
That will be Indiana beating Ohio State. At number 10, great season. Going to fall a little bit short in their conference. At number 10, the Miami Hurricanes.
They're not ready yet.
De'Aaron King returns at quarterback. They're loaded with offensive weapons. Miami Hurricanes will be a player in the ACC.
All right, we'll see.
At number 9, from the Pac-12, the Oregon Ducks.
We hear that about the Pac-12 every year. We'll see if somebody can get out of there with less than 2 losses.
Oregon will not win the Pac-12, however.
Okay.
Okay, but there'll be a player. At number 8, a team that rises from the mediocreness of college football and is going to be a player in the ACC, the North Carolina Tar Heels at number 8.
Mac's got them on the rise. I'll get Mac. We'll see. So you're basically saying there's going to be four teams from the ACC in the top 12. Three or four?
Well, right now I've got Miami and North Carolina, so there's only two right now.
Okay. And you know Clemson will be there here a few picks from now.
I haven't said Clemson's in my top 12.
Okay. All right.
They lost their running back and starting quarterback.
All right. Let's go.
At number 7, they lose two really good receivers. They lose their quarterback. They lose their running back and a ton of them defense. But I still think that that's one of those programs that reload every year. They'll be good. They won't be national championship good, but they'll be good. At number 7, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Wrong. They're going to be national championship good.
No, they won't.
And I don't know. You can say that every year about Alabama. They lose a lot of people every year, and they're right back.
You don't replace Jalen Waddle, Dante. You don't replace those types of guys.
Look at the guys.
Najee Harris. You don't replace them.
Oh, okay.
At number 6, a team that will get to their conference championship game, be in the mix for the national championship. And when they play their conference championship game, the winner will get into the college football playoff. The loser will not. And that team ranked at number 6 is the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Wrong. AAFCS, they're not getting in the college football playoff. Get it. Go ahead and stop. It's the day before Father's Day. Stop the nonsense. You do this every single year. Our listeners are tired of this garbage. And you come on here every year trying to promote somebody from a conference that don't play defense. The committee is not putting a team that can't play defense into the playoff. Period.
Cincinnati gets their conference championship game. The winner goes to the playoff. The loser doesn't. Cincinnati doesn't win that game.
Cincinnati will be lucky to get back to the Peach Bowl.
At number 5, a team that I think will win the ACC, but it's not going to be good enough to get in the college football playoff, the Clemson Tigers.
So you're saying they're losing to Georgia in the game 1?
Yeah, they'll lose to Georgia, and then they'll drop another couple of games somewhere in the ACC.
To who?
Miami, North Carolina, but Georgia Tech has gotten better.
You got those teams ranked behind them.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
At number 4, winning the Pac-12, getting into the college football playoff, a return to tradition, the USC Trojans at number 4.
Pac-12 hadn't had a playoff team in how long?
I don't know, but USC will be there for them.
Okay.
At number 3, the winner of the Big 12, the Oklahoma Sooners, with Rattler returning at quarterback. He'll be a preseason Heisman favorite. Oklahoma will be there in the end.
Oklahoma's going to be pretty good this year. Can they play defense when it matters?
At number 2, the team that wins the AAC, the University of Central Florida. The Knights get into the college football playoff, beating Cincinnati in the conference championship game, and thus end up in the college football playoff ranked at number 2.
So you got Central Florida and Cincinnati in the top 5.
Top 6.
Top 6. You've lost your ever-loving mind.
And the number 1 team, when it's all said and done, the team that walks away with the bubble gum, the Georgia Bulldogs.
No Clemson. Let's see, who'd you leave out?
No Ohio State.
No Ohio State.
No LSU.
No LSU. No Texas.
No Florida.
No Florida.
No Texas.
No Iowa State.
And I think Iowa State could be there. That's a good pick.
So, Central Florida and Cincinnati in the top 6.
I'll recap and we'll go to break.
You can throw that. You don't need to recap anything. That's garbage.
I'll recap and we'll go to break. At number 12, Ole Miss. 11, Indiana. 10, Miami. 9, Oregon. 8, North Carolina. 7, Alabama. Number 6, Cincinnati. 5, Clemson. 4, USC. 3, Oklahoma. Number 2, the Central Florida Knights.
Please come back after the break, listeners. Don't turn off the channel, please.
And the number 1 team will be the Georgia Bulldogs when all is said and done in the world of college football.
So you're saying Georgia and Central Florida's playing for the national championship.
You nailed it.
Wow.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Wedding season is here and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all of their hard work. And Father's Day is just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Fay Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to a week in review that talks about Central Florida.
And here we go. Why is it every time that there's a big playoff series or game, Chris Paul finds a way to not play? No Kawhi, no problem. The Clippers have Paul George and the man guy. Trae Young still playing. Luka Doncic running the Mavs organization. Rest in peace, 2021 Atlanta Braves. You are done. Write this down. College football championship game. Georgia Bulldogs, Central Florida Knights.
Like clockwork.
Bucks, 76ers, yep. Eastern Conference final. For the second time in his career, Mackenzie Milton is the best quarterback in the state of Florida. Ron Washington, next Braves manager. Did you really think the Hawks would win? It's the Hawks. There is no way Kevin Durant is letting the Nets lose Game 7. Ah, Torrey Pines. I think I could probably shoot par there. So there is a female version of Loki. Nuts. And these are my thoughts.
Like clockwork.
What you mean? What you mean?
I didn't even know what was in the weekend review.
Well, you never do.
And so Central Florida, national championship game.
And you heard it from Kip Branch. He has finally come on board and says it out loud. Central Florida, the national championship game. Congratulations, Kip Branch.
I tell you what, If you think Central Florida is going to be in the national championship game, then the rapture's coming. You better go get right with the man upstairs because the world is about to end. Mm.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Your Central Florida night, your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's Island is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's Island, free delivery to anywhere on the island, even to Orlando. 912-638-8601, competitive pricing.
True.
J.C. Strother Company, and be sure to stop on in for all your yellow wood pressure-treated lumber needs, and of course, go Dawgs and Knights. No, I take that back. It just says go Dawgs.
Kip Branch becoming a Central Florida fan.
No, I mean, I have nothing against the school.
So
I just wish they played defense.
Okay, defender of the little guy over here. I'll recap, in case you missed it in the first segment. What I did was I gave you the top 12 college football teams as far as how they were going to end up. And so that what I'm saying to you is, when all is said and done, this is the way it's going to look. At number 12, Ole Miss, 11, Indiana, 10, Miami, 9, Oregon, 8, North Carolina, 7, Alabama.
That's what you need to do with that sheet you're reading off of right there. Find it and just toss it towards a waste paper basket. There you go. I did that for you. Our listeners want you to do that, but finish up. Go ahead.
7 Alabama, 6 Cincinnati, 5 Clemson, 4 USC, 3 Oklahoma, and your national championship game, Central Florida and the University of Georgia, and Georgia ends up with the trophy.
What else we got to talk about this segment?
You don't want to talk about this anymore?
We've spent enough time on that garbage, man. We'll reflect back on this come November. And you'll say, what are you talking about? Well, I don't recall that.
The U.S. Open leaderboard reads as a who's who of nobody knows who you are.
Jackrabbits, I call them. They jump out to that big lead, and then Saturday, when they realize that they're on top of the leaderboard, they start hooking and slicing.
Mm.
And then they come back to reality.
Brooks Koepka's at even. Bubba Watson's still in it. He's 3 under.
Bubba. I mean, this is not Augusta, and he's in contention.
Mm-hmm. Phil made the cut.
So, you know, there's some. Brooks is sitting there, what, 5 shots back? Phil's, what, 7 shots back?
The leaders are Henley and Bland. I don't even know their first names.
Yeah, they're not going to be there by the end of the weekend. Who's hovering in there? Bubba's at 3 under, correct?
Yep. And really, Bubba's at, 3 under. So you've got Wolf at 4 under.
He's a decent player.
Othuzen.
Yeah, Louis's a good player.
He's at 4 under. Bubba's at 3. John Rahm's at -3.
There you go. There's your winner.
John Rahm?
There is the United States Open champion winner. You just caught him out right there. He missed some putts yesterday from inside 5 feet, or he could be at 5 or 6 under.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He threw some darts in there, so he'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, John Rahm is probably the best player in the world right now that doesn't have a major championship.
Can I put that in ink? Like, are you actually going to step up and make a prediction? Because typically you don't. You kind of skirt around doing that.
I picked him to win the Masters, and he didn't. I'm picking him to win the U.S. Open.
You're picking him to win the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next week when we're back here on this show.
If I'm wrong, I'm just wrong.
Writing it on a sticky. John Rahm.
When Kip is wrong, he is not afraid to say it. When you're wrong, you have this memory recall thing that just kicks in. I don't recall saying that.
Kip picks John Rahm
or
to
you
win U.S. Open.
Or you will pick 9 different winners. I mean, come football season, you'll pick all 12 of them teams you just called out. There'll be in the college football playoff. when there's only four that can make it. Super Bowl, you'll pick six teams to win the Super Bowl. Major League Baseball playoffs. You say the Braves are done. That's what you just said in the last segment. But somehow in September, you'll say your World Series champion, the Atlanta Braves. That's what you do.
I guarantee you the Braves will not be your World Series champion because they're not making the play. Brian Snicker might not even be the manager at the year's end.
Wouldn't bother me. That wouldn't bother me at all.
Pushing up against a break, but you and I said this on the way down here to do the show today. When a manager goes in front of the media and starts blasting his team, which is what Snitker did just a couple of days ago, what's the next thing that follows in line without fail? Time and time and time, a manager goes in front of the media, in front of national TV, blasts his team, and then the next thing to happen is?
They get fired.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. After the retirement of Trent Mongero as Glenn Academy head baseball coach, the Red Terriers have found their next head coach. Glenn has hired John Wellborn to take over the program on the diamond. Wellborn had served as the assistant baseball coach since 2019 for the Red Terriers. Wellborn has also coached at Locust Grove, Georgia College and State University, and Greater Atlanta Christian before joining the Glenn staff. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSC Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
I'm telling you, when Central Florida and Cincinnati play each other in the AAC championship game, what you will have at that time, one of them will be ranked second, one of them will be ranked third, and the winner gets into the playoff, the loser falls down the rankings. Write that down.
Yeah, like I said during the break, the over-under on that game would be 103.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. And so now, Kip gets the opportunity to hijack the show and pretty much do whatever he wants.
It's the butt hurt list for this week, Jason. I mean, what do you mean hijack the show? We have this segment every week. It's the highest rated segment of the show every week.
I'd like to see those ratings.
Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the Denver Nuggets. You have the MVP named Jokic.
Yeah, you do.
You go out, you know, you get him named MVP of the league, and you go out and you get swept.
Yep.
By the Phoenix Suns. You get swept out of the playoffs, and that's how you land on the butt hurt list. Number five, the Denver Nuggets. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Utah Jazz.
Okay.
Yes. They were up 22 points last night in game six. At halftime, a game they needed to win. What did they do? They come out in the second half and get outscored 81-47.
Not to mention they were the number one seed in the West.
Number one seed in the West, and they lose to the Clippers, who were minus Kawhi Leonard.
Unexcusable.
Unexcusable, and that's why you land on a butt hurt list.
Fair enough.
Number four, the Utah Jazz. Number three on the butt hurt list. Keep in mind, Father's Day is tomorrow, Jason.
Okay.
This team is 25 and a half games out in their division, and it's not even Father's Day. I'm talking about none other than the Arizona Diamondbacks.
They're really bad.
They're awful.
I saw something where they had lost something like 20-plus straight road games.
25 and a half out, and it's not even the All-Star break.
And they're in a tough division. The Giants, Padres, and Dodgers are all very good, so it's not getting any better.
Could this team be 60 games out by the end of the season?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened?
Might have happened to the Orioles a few times.
I mean, golly. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, and they're the worst division in baseball. Who am I talking about?
Atlanta Braves?
No, I'm talking about the National League East. If you look at the major league standings, the NL East is the only division that only has one team playing over 500 baseball.
And that team's not very good.
And it's the New York Mets. Everybody else is below 500, and it's the worst division in baseball.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Braves fans, if you want a glimmer of hope, the Mets pitching isn't going to hold up through the whole season. They're going to come back down to earth a little bit. They're not going to end up winning the division. It's not going to be them.
Could the Braves win the division at 83-79?
I mean,
if
the division winner is 83-79, I'll say maybe the Braves season isn't over. If that's all they have to do, then maybe they still have a chance.
It's pushing July, and only one team is over 500.
Braves stink.
The whole division stinks, and it was supposed to be the best division in baseball. Number one on the butt hurt list this week. They were number one most of the year. Didn't lose a series all baseball season. They host a super regional.
Ugh.
They scored 21 runs in game one.
Gonna coast.
And they lose game two and three at home.
Uh-huh.
Number one team in the country all year, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Just choked in Razorback fashion. You expect Arkansas, you know, other than track and field, that's a program that chokes in about just about everything. And the Arkansas Razorbacks, number one all year, they fold up like a cheap made Walmart tent when it comes crunch time. There you have it. Arkansas, number one on the butt hurt list this week.
you were talking about the College World Series.
Right.
So there are eight teams left.
Right.
And so those eight teams, Vanderbilt, Arizona, Stanford, and NC State in bracket one.
Right.
Bracket two, Texas, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and Virginia.
You know what's interesting about that bracket there?
Tell me.
It's an eight-team bracket. You have no teams from these bottom feeder conferences there. All Power Five, Pac-12, Big 12, ACC, SEC. Just like football. Thank you. Point made.
Thank you. Point made. Thank you.
There you go.
Well, that won't be the case in college. It hasn't really been the case in college football the last several years.
Every year.
It's just that the committee who picks these teams and ranks the teams won't adequately rank the teams in the AAC.
Those eight teams played their way in. AAA, FLC, whatever teams had opportunities to get to the College World Series, but they couldn't get it done. Just saying.
And seven of these teams won't.
All these teams played their way into the college baseball playoff.
I understand
Power
that, but
five.
Seven of those teams
Thank
are going to lose.
Point made.
I don't.
The cream always rises to the top. And I'm trying to, for the little guy.
I'm trying to find. Yeah. Okay.
The cream always rises, but, you know, I like to see the little guys
only
rise
Kit
up.
Branch, only Kit Branch can sit there and tell you none of the garbage eater conferences got into the final eight and then 30 seconds later come back and say, I'm for the little guy.
I'd like to see one. I was sitting at home pulling for Dallas Baptist against Virginia the other day, but they just couldn't get it done.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
He's sitting in the studio blasting the AAC, saying,
I don't even know what the AAC is. I was talking about the AAFL, whatever that league is.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Oh. He's sitting here blasting them, talking about, I'm the defender of the little guy, and he blasts them. And then I said, okay, defender of the little guy, while we're at break, defender of the little guy, tell me what the name of the quarterback was for Cincinnati last year, who, by the way, is a preseason All-American. Tell me what his name is.
The guy that got drilled by Azeez Ojulari from Georgia. That's his name?
Ritter.
Ritter. Thought he was in the NFL. Thought he was signed as a free agent with somebody.
No, he's coming back. He's a preseason All-American.
Okay. Well, he better work on his left tackle, because his left tackle got him killed last year in that Peach Bowl.
Cincinnati basically won that game, if not for a last-second field goal by Georgia, who escaped. Anyway, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighborhood pharmacy at Jets Pharmacy, or give them a call, 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Ritter probably could have used a prescription after that Georgia game from Jets to get over that pain he was feeling.
And see, the thing with Cincinnati in that game, playing Georgia, that's not even a game that Cincinnati was motivated to play. They didn't want to be there. They should have been in the college football playoff, and they knew it.
Georgia didn't want to be there either.
They were unmotivated to play that Georgia team.
That was an unmotivated Georgia team. Not a very good Georgia team that had quarterback issues all year, that beat a conference champion. So there you go.
That was unmotivated to be there. Felt like they should have been in the playoffs.
A conference champion should beat a third or fourth place SEC team, right? Doesn't happen.
Well, now it's time to play everyone's favorite game, Guess That ERA. Are you ready, Kip?
Let's play it.
All right, Guess That ERA. And so we will start. Now, this is, we're going to do starters and bullpen.
Okay.
Guess That ERA. And I'll give you a hint. This starter is 6-3. And has an ERA over 4.03. Guess that ERA.
That is the Central Florida's pitching staff ERA. Oh, my bad. You're talking about, okay. Starter, is it Charlie Morton?
It's Charlie Morton, 6-3 on the year with an ERA over 4.
Okay.
All right. Guess that ERA. Starter, 4.21.
Max Fried. Wow.
The ace of the staff over 4. Starter, Guess That ERA, 5.63.
Smiley
it is. Wow. Now we slide to the bullpen. Guess That ERA approaching 5 at 4.85.
Will Smith.
Josh Tomlin.
Wow.
Guess That ERA. I'll give you a hint. Lefty out of the bullpen, an ERA of almost 5.5. We're in June. He's got an ERA of 5.40.
Matsu.
Sean Newcomb.
Wow. He's back up. He gets sent down. I mean, it's like he don't know where his dressing room is. It's either in Gwinnett or Truist Stadium. Only way he knows is he's with the Braves if he gets a plane ticket to travel somewhere.
The best ERA in the bullpen 1.05.
Luke Jackson.
Luke Jackson.
He has a habit of giving up everybody else's runs, and then he gets people out when it's on him.
Another reliever with an ERA over 5 in June, 5.04.
Let's see. I'm at a loss.
A.J. Minter.
A.J. Minter. He draws the ire of my dad a lot when I talk to him about the Braves.
Yeah, well,
every
he should.
Every time they put A.J. Minter in, I turn the channel.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Guess that ERA, 4.23.
4.23. That's pretty low for Braves standards this year. That's pretty. Who is that?
4.23 is the Braves closer, Will Smith.
Will Smith. Has Shane Green got an ERA yet?
He does. He does. We'll hit that in a minute.
Okay.
5.29, another reliever with an ERA over 5.
Somebody that should be in Gwinnett.
Jacob Webb.
Yeah. Bye.
6.23.
Ouch. That sounds like an AA double something defense. Yeah,
it's Grant Dayton is who it is. Okay. It's Grant Dayton. An even 15.
Wow. You talking about the Central Florida Knights team defense?
You're like a dog with a bone. We're playing guess at ERA. That's what we're doing this segment.
That's the same as points given up, which is high.
The ERA is 15. The reliever is Shane Green.
How many innings?
4.
So he just needs to get a couple of outs. It'll come down to about 6.
Yeah, he'll fit right in.
Yeah.
4.61. This is the most reliable guy in the bullpen. His ERA is 4.61.
Wow.
Chris Martin.
4.61.
3.46, one of the better ones. There's only two good ones.
What is...
That's Tyler Matzik, by the way.
Tyler Matzik. What is the starter's ERA? The kid that's been pitching well, number 64, I can't think of his name.
Tucker Davidson?
Yeah.
3.6.
Okay. And I like him.
Yeah, yeah. And to round out the bullpen, at 5.06, Edgar Santana. There are two ERAs in the Atlanta Braves bullpen that's under 4. Everybody else is 4 or over. We're in June.
Well, that's on Snicker. He needs to change what they're watching in the clubhouse. Apparently, they're watching a lot of AAC football.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nats Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for, with a full bar and American fare, from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You're sure to find something for everyone. Even the Braves might find their ERA there. If you've lived here forever, or just visiting, like to have a great time, come on by from 11:30 to last call. And as always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
This is one of the truest things that I know. Whenever a manager comes out in Major League Baseball and blasts his team like Brian Snicker did 2 or 3 nights ago after they lost, I think after they got swept by the Red Sox, and he comes out and he says, people got to start doing their jobs. Pitchers got to pitch. We got to stop doing stupid things. You don't try and make a double, a triple when the MVP is coming up.
I got a question about that next segment.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Kamden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by 2 Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Kamden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Wedding season is here, and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all of their hard work, and Father's Day is just around the corner.
Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. After the retirement of Trent Mongero as Glenn Academy head baseball coach, the Red Terriers have found their next head coach. Glenn has hired John Wellborn to take over the program on the diamond. Wellborn had served as the assistant baseball coach since 2019 for the Red Terriers. Wellborn has also coached at Locust Grove, Georgia College and State University, and Greater Atlanta Christian before joining the Glenn staff. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Well, Kip just threw out something really interesting, and, you know, I got to be honest, I've actually had this conversation with my father. We talked about it last night, so Kip, you're already in my brain. Congratulations, man. It's a great place to be.
Okay.
Kip threw out the question, and we have it up on Twitter. It's our Twitter question of the week. You can find that at SSE Sports. You can also find that at Jason Bishop, Bishop underscore show is the origination of the tweet, Bishop underscore show. If the Braves don't make the playoffs, should Brian Snitker be fired?
Yes.
I'll take it a step further than that. If the Braves aren't in contention by the All-Star break, Brian Snitker should be fired.
I think so. I mean, there's too much talent on this team to not be. I mean, you're hovering here at 32-35. Pitching's been has been not up to par this year. I get it. But they're scoring runs. I mean, you've got an MVP in the lineup. You've got an MVP, potential MVP in right field in Acuna. I mean, Austin Riley's hitting the ball. I mean, you've got a good starting lineup of kids that can hit the baseball. And you're 32-35.
It's the same old story with Brian Snitker. It's the mismanagement of the pitching staff. He still hasn't learned how to do it. And look, you can say to me all you want, oh, he's won three straight division championships. Yeah, you're right. He has. He's had good talent there to help him. But here's the facts. He's won three straight division championships and then three straight years when he's gotten into playoff series with good managers, they've made him look like a middle school coach. They've outmanaged him under the table.
I don't even know the name of the Cardinals manager from 2 years ago.
Matheny.
That outmanaged
him. It was Matheny.
It was ugly. It was pitiful.
Dave Roberts in that series with the Dodgers 2 years ago, where the Dodgers 1-4, completely made Brian Snicker look terrible. Matheny made Brian Snicker, like you said this earlier, Cardinals had no business beating that Braves team 2 years ago. None.
None.
They weren't even close to being as good as the Braves.
And then I just don't like the way he handles the pitching staff.
And you're up 3-1 in the NLCS against the Dodgers, and you can't manage your bullpen well enough to find one win. Really, you had to, in reality, Braves fans, this is the truth. Every game, 5, 6, and 7, the Braves were up late in the game. Every one of those.
He took Bryce Wilson out of the game, and he hadn't given up a run.
Yep.
And went to the bullpen.
Game 5, Game 6, and Game 7, the Braves were up late in every single one of those games. All Brian Snicker had to do in any of those games was find a way to get 9 outs, and he couldn't do it.
How many innings did Wilson pitch in that game when he took him out?
6.
6 innings of no runs given up against a Dodger lineup, and he managed with your gut. If you mismanage, if you lose, managing by your feel and gut, this analytic crap.
And now you got him blasting the team. Yeah. And more importantly, you said this during the break, Acuna's going to be there long after Brian Snicker isn't.
Acuna's not going anywhere.
And you want to criticize Acuna for hustling. Yeah, he made a mistake trying to stretch the triple in, trying to stretch the double into a triple. Absolutely. You weren't complaining when he scored on an infield single from second earlier in the year because of his hustle and his aggressiveness. You patted him on the back. It's the same thing.
Certainly not complaining when he hits 480-foot bombs.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best player on your team. He's a young guy. He's an aggressive guy. He's learning as he goes.
23, and you're sitting here. It's like he's just constantly
on him.
Rip this kid.
Yep. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and by Pristine Water.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to go? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality only at The Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
And then if you say to yourself, well, if they fire Brian Snicker, there's not any good managers out there. Oh, yes, there are.
Third base coach, Ron Washington.
Got World Series experience.
Took the Rangers.
The Rangers. The Rangers.
The Rangers.
The Rangers.
Yes.
Okay. He's on your staff.
Yes, he is.
So, yes, you make him the interim manager.
Make him the permanent manager.
You make him the interim manager, and then you watch the Braves get themselves back into contention, maybe make the playoffs, win the division, or at least get in as a wild card, and then you hire him full-time and give him a 3-year deal.
Yeah, then you can take – I know Snit's been with the organization his whole career. He's a lifelong Brave since 1977. So, yeah, make him a special assistant to the GM. Let him be Bobby Cox's driver. Go pick Bobby up and take him to the grocery store. Do what you need to do, but just get him off the bench.
He's not a good manager. Over and over and over, he has shown you he cannot handle a major league pitching staff. That's been the constant with this guy for now. Ever since even before they started winning, when they were in rebuild mode, same thing. But now especially it comes to the forefront when you've got guys that can pitch and get guys out. You've won those division titles. And when you get into the playoffs, your bullpen's exhausted because you've overused them because you're not letting your starters go deeper into games. And it's just getting ridiculous.
He messed up that NLCS last year with Wilson. Wilson, like I said, no runs given up. Through 6 innings, you could at least brought him back out for the 7th. At least. I mean, you were trying to get 9 outs from your bullpen.
Well, they won that game. They won the Bryce Wilson game.
Yep.
It's the following 3 that he couldn't figure out how to get 9 outs in any of those games with a trip to the World Series on the line.
And so the bullpen's overused, and he goes to them constantly. Same guys.
Same guys.
Over and over.
If A.J. Minter goes out there one more time and gives up a three-run homer, how many of those does it take for you to say, let's try and figure out somebody else for that spot?
And when I see Tomlin warming up in the bullpen, to me that's almost like, hey, we're giving up. I'm just trying to get somebody in there to get some innings.
Well, maybe.
I mean, that's what it feels like.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs! WK.